Hello and welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today we hear a response to the problem of alumni magazines that's been plaguing this country since alumni claimed to be alumni. But Kevin, what do people have to remember?
That every sketch has an implicit question in it. Contact us, and if you have come up with the right implicit question, you could win a valuable prize.
Listener, did you know that up to 40% of college and university students never graduate? And that the word alum or alumni is not synonymous with having graduated from an institution, only having attended it? And so, how do you think dropouts feel when four times a year, their degreed former classmates receive a fancy pants, glossy, colorful, overproduced edition of the Alumni magazine, featuring exotic graduate-only cruises, graduate awards, grants, honors, and accolades? And because you never finished, you're stuck opening the electric bill and some expired Safeway coupons?
Whether you flunked out, dropped out, bailed out, or just forgot to do the paperwork, our mission at Non-Grad Alumni Magazine is to give you the chance to join in the fun. For example, our available non-grad swag features the usual caps, no gowns, t-shirts, hoodies, and scarves, but with more appropriate graphics, including shirts and caps that sport catchy phrases like, I'm double D free, degree and debt. So call me, same phone number since 1979. And no BS for me, please. Or general studies is a tosser.
And in our pages, instead of ads for overpriced river cruises, puffed up articles describing ad nauseum who got what soon to be forgotten grants, we feature instead updates on recent remarriages, successful lawsuits won by our subscribers, and a look back at infamous undergrad shenanigans. And beginning this month, the magazine is offering reduced membership in our non-grad Silver Lining Club. The theme this month? Why I'd drop out all over again, in a dang heartbeat.
And there are additional advantages. We never, hardly ever, ask for money ever. Imagine never having to feel compelled to write another check to the institution that pretty much showed you the door. No more reminder letters, no more reminder phone calls, and no more follow-up reminder phone calls.
And there's more. As a subscriber to Non-Grad Magazine, you'll enjoy the benefits of our exclusive members-only Non-Grad Book Exchange. Bring, or mail in, your old term papers, even with the grades still attached, unread novels from that boring English class, old textbooks, and even overdue library books. Act now for either store credit or general amnesty from the school library you may vaguely remember last visiting.
And there's more. Each issue of Non-Grad Magazine features updates and milestones of your fellow subscribers, with an emphasis on outstanding warrants and average bail figures for a variety of misdemeanor offenses, all to give a gritty relevance to our publication's target audience, and never more so than around the holidays.
And speaking of upbeat current events, Warner Brothers has just released the motion picture The Boys in the Float, a mostly accurate account of an ill-conceived homecoming parade prank gone haywire back in 1982. Maybe you were there? Some of the participants remain on indefinite probation to this very day. Read the reviews of the film in our holiday issue of the magazine and then join the survivors and their families later this month for a private screening.
That's Non-Grad Alumni Magazine. Available in stores, online, and in most undergraduate libraries, usually towards the back, by the restrooms and the printers. That's Non-Grad Magazine, where the memories we made are the memories we're stuck with. Since late fall 1985, or so.
Well, Kevin, we're back. Did someone write in with a question?
Juan Postpartum of Alamogordo, Illinois asks, is the question, how many majors can a college student have? Now, the question is vague. I mean,
and so the question is wrong.
Yeah. The question is framed wrong.
Well, the question is conceptually wrong. It's just wrong.
It was wrong for you to send it to us, Juan.
So, no valuable prize.
No, keep trying. Yeah. The other people that we want to keep trying as our cast, Davis Hill and Sarah O'Hare. Today's sketch was written by Scott Herrick. Also, thanks to the man whose country album, God Bless Banff, took Canada by storm, Brian Lindsay.